This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
Wait for the double E. The railroad don't run no more. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me.
All right.
Poor, poor, pitiful me.
Continuing the conversation now with our good friend, Congressman Tim Walberg, representing Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Excuse me. It seems that the jobs continue to grow. The GDP forecast for the year now at 2.1%, less than it was last year. We were at 2.9% adjusted for last year. Not at 3% for the year, but we were 3.1% in the fourth quarter. Seems like the economy is cooling some. But every place I look, Congressman, the help wanted signs are hanging. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. And then you see a CNN poll, of all places to see a poll, about the feelings of our electorate that are out there. The citizens are saying by a 71% margin that they feel good or very good about the economy. That's an amazing factor, that with what's happening out there, as you say, the help-wanted signs, hiring inside signs that are available, the fact that even the middle class now has had a solid wage growth going on for a number of months here. That speaks to an economy that's based on some solid stuff, not just rhetoric. And I think that's all the good work that we did the last 2 years with tax cuts, with the regulatory reform that we did, and also securing our country's setting in the world with military expansion by putting the adequate dollars into funding, and speaking with a strong voice to the world. So, no, things are moving well. 3.8% unemployment rate, still historic, going back almost 50 years to find anything better than that. So, regardless of personality, policy is working, and I think the American people that get away from the crazy talk on some of our cable stations on both sides are feeling pretty good about what's taking place.
So I look at, and I just look at this agenda that's being put forth. And yesterday I saw it again, and I don't know if you heard this comment from Beto O'Rourke, but a college kid asked him and lays the question out pretty well. The kid's a little nervous, but he lays the question out pretty well, basically, you know, about the bill that was rejected that would mandate that if a child is, if there's a live birth, that medical attention has to be given to a newborn baby that has survived an abortion. And Beto O'Rourke's comment is, I understand your question, I support a woman's right to choose. We're not talking about a woman's right to choose. We're here talking about a child that is already born. And he goes back, and I don't know what's more disgusting, the fact that he says this or the fact that a bunch of people there cheer. It is absolutely bizarre to me. And I'm telling you, Congressman, I've been telling you this for a while now on the program. This is the game changer. I mean, I'm listening and talking to people who are pro-choice people saying, I can't support that. And people have been pro-choice their entire adult life saying, I will not support that. I'm talking to a guy yesterday who said his wife absolutely hates Donald Trump, can't stand anything about the guy, and she plans to vote for him because of issues like this. I mean, there's something going on where you start talking about not providing medical care to a newborn that is strong enough or fortunate enough to survive an abortion attempt, and they still want to withhold medical treatment. It's bizarre to me. I don't know how you could be so soulless, so absent of a conscience to even think that way.
Oh, absolutely. And it came up in my town hall yesterday in Grass Lake on that issue. And the person that was pushing back with me said, but that baby's not viable. I said, well, if that's the case, if we're looking at viability, then go to my two-year-old granddaughter. She's not viable to be let out on the streets by herself. She wouldn't survive.
That's right.
We take care of her. And remember, now with medical science proving that a heartbeat will start at 6 weeks, basically, you can determine this is a live human being beating a heart on their own and with total different DNA than the mother. This is a unique individual, created unbelievably by God in the womb of a mother who's caring for that child, but is making that inviable human being, capable of living, and then comes outside of the womb and is laying there on a table, and we have a governor talking about, we'll treat them with care, keep them comfortable until we decide what to do. Now, come on.
Yeah, there's nothing to decide there. Yeah, there's nothing to decide there. And I think the new movie Unplanned, which is coming out soon, will get some people's attention.
I encourage people to go see that movie. We have a screening of it for Congress next Tuesday evening. And I hope that people will take that with an open mind and see the amazing, amazing beauty of human birth, human creation, and the atrocity of what we call abortion, but should be called a genocide. It's depleted. It's depleted our nation. It's depleted our soul for too long. And when you see the framers and founders think about life itself as being that first inalienable right that is given to all people, and now America is walking away from that to a great extent in our laws, we have to change that. And so when Beto O'Rourke stands up and says that we ought to pass something like the Green New Deal, because if we don't, we can have extinction. Why is he worried about extinction? That's not going to take place with or without the Green New Deal, but he's not concerned about a human life itself. That, no, it isn't viable by itself at that point in time, but neither are others, and we still take care of them.
That's right. That's what a civilized society does. It takes care of those that cannot look after themselves. That's what we do here. Congressman, great conversation. I will look for your announcement. You know, I'll keep a close eye on that, you know, see if you decide to weigh in on that Senate race. We could sure use a good man like you. Congressman Tim Walbury, I appreciate the time.
Good to be with you, and we're delighted for the position we have now. We're going to do our best at it.
I know that. I know that. You have a great week, sir. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, you too.
There you have it. Still to come on the program, Byron Henry, Ryan Morrow, and so much more. Hey, and by the way, the games begin at noon, so half the office crowd, they're not coming back after lunch. You know, just wave goodbye. March Madness, my friends, on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5.